This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KC2PET.
Good morning, Mr. KC2PET. Happy Monday. We're heading back to work. That's the downside. The upside is check out that moon on the way in this morning. That is pretty cool. Too bad it wasn't so low on the horizon. But I didn't get up early enough to check that out.
Yeah, I did see it last night. It was pretty full. I wish I had a telescope I could see it up close.
Yeah, it's not very bright. It's like a tea-stained sort of moon. And, man, it's the glow on the horizon already. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. But it's okay. We're heading to work. How was your weekend?
Oh, busy as usual. Cleaning out the garage and getting that ready to put the cars in for the winter. Did a nice clean up and blew everything off the leaf blower. A lot of dust, and brought the snowblower up and got the oil changed in that, so I'm getting ready for winter mode.
Are you still at home this morning by chance?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to leave now.
Okay, I don't want to hold you up on your routine. And, I did a little more radio play this weekend. I had found out that when I did my repeater book, I'll say export, or maybe even I could say import, because it used the external data feature in the programming app. And when I pulled in the channels, it didn't pull in Mindcaster's UHF C4FM. And so I had to bring those in, and I was playing around with that just a little bit yesterday, just to verify it works. And then I can bring up the Warriors X side of the system at Lancaster and get a list of all of the Warriors X rooms, and that all works. And so maybe sometime, well, during the week, I'll probably play with that. See how that plays out. But what else do they do? Oh, yeah, I tucked all my wires in on Friday. I moved my phone mounts. I do need to replace the radio head mount. That thing's not as strong as I was hoping it was going to be. I need to replace it with a different one. I got to stop at the Amazon locker this morning and pick something up on my way. So I'm a bit ahead of you. I'm just coming up to pace it now.
Yeah, I had no radio play whatsoever this weekend. Actually, I take that back. I did talk on the fire radio to go to the fire alarm at the intermediate school. They had their fire alarm went off, and they actually had smoke in the building, so I'm like, so it's a big one. So got there and everything turned out to be just a motor on a pump for the boiler system in there in the school, which I'm surprised they had heat on, but being 80 degrees, but yeah, so it was a burnout pump motor. I think that's all it was. Wasn't anything else. And I do see the moon. I'm just pulling on the Broadway now. That's pretty pronounced orange moon there.
Yeah, from my vantage point now, I've seem to have lost it. Coming past Bowen here and being so low and the trees around me, I think if you get that clear shot looking straight down Broadway, that's the best. It looks really neat, but being where it is, it's dropping fast. Yeah, I didn't have that much radio play as in doing stuff in the truck just a little bit, but yesterday we took a nice ride, and I was able to hear Lancaster Dispatch all the way out by Lake Ontario, and and it wasn't perfect the whole time, but I was surprised to get in as well as I was. And we went to Golden Hill State Park on Lake Ontario. Then we went to the Golden Hill State Park boat launch. Checked that out. And while we were there, K2EAG was there, though I didn't get to talk to him. His wife was there, and I don't remember her call sign, but she was set up with doing a POTA activation there at the boat launch. And I think they said that was their second park of the day. They did Wilson Tuscarora, then they were going to do Golden Hill, and then they were going to spend a little time down at Lakeside Beach, time permitting. But yeah, I got to see their QRP station, their portable antenna, and their little battery pack setup, and it was definitely making me want to get out there and do that. Until I started looking at the prices of some of the stuff. Wow. But yeah, it was pretty cool, and I even have more to tell on that story.
I think you got most of the stuff. You can you probably do a POTA pretty easily. All you would need is easier antenna stuff, but I would think. I think you do actually get one of those MFED. That shouldn't be too hard to put up. I know some guys, they have just like a Y-looking thing with, or sometimes they have the Easy Stick, I think it's called. Where I think you even got one. You pick the bands by just putting the nano jack in, whichever band you're running. But some guys usually have just like a little tripod set up, and they just put that up and hook power to it, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, the antenna I have, you have to change the coils on. You can do it with hamsticks too, but she was running the Chameleon vertical, like a 17-foot vertical clamp to the park bench. The QRP rig had a little battery pack sitting next to it. I mean, little. And I don't, it might have been a Zygu. She said what model it was, but I don't recall. I think it was one of those Discovery ones. And those Discovery ones are $1,100, $1,400 for the QRP rig. The antenna's $450. So there's some money on the table that they're playing with. But I guess he went for a walk or something. She was making contacts, and Lynn and I, we were parked there, and I was listening to the Trans-Canada net from the Toronto repeater. So I was listening to it over the lake. So I waited for my chance, and I checked in, to the Toronto repeater, you know, talking about how nice it was and broadcasting across the lake. And we're sitting here watching kayakers this beautiful day. And they were giving me feedback telling me how beautiful my signal sounded. And so that was nice. And then we were about to pull out, and I see somebody set up at the table with an antenna. And I glance over, and there's a car there with antennas on. I'm like, okay, I got to go check this out. So we rolled in, and we chatted with her for about 15 minutes or so. And her husband, wherever he was, and because it's the couple that Jeff was talking about doing these POTA stations. And she was telling us how they just did this Erie Canal Heritage events. And yeah, so it was really cool.
Yeah, that does sound pretty cool. Have to get Jeff and his rig going. See if he's wants to meet up with you someday before the weather gets too cold. And maybe you guys could do a POTA somewhere. Speaking of Jeff, see if Brad or Jeff are in here. KC2PET.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Jeff. Happy Monday. Sure, you're doing the drive to work as well. How did those bills go? I guess they lost, from what I heard.
I don't know. I haven't checked. I was going to wait to see what the mood of the day was when I walk into work.
Oh, I thought you were a Bills fan. I thought you were going to watch the game.
I couldn't even tell you who they played.
Okay, so you're in the same boat as me. I don't really follow them either. I thought you were big into the Bills, but maybe I'm mistaken you for somebody else. Must be.
Yeah, I couldn't care less about them. My rest of the family, on the other hand, they live and breathe, drink the Kool-Aid. I just never got involved.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't get too involved with that either. I know a lot of people do. I know, I'm sure I'll be hearing it at work today. So I'll leave a little pause there, see if Brad gets in there this morning. All right, guess no Brad. I'll throw it to you, Travis. Go ahead.
Okay, I just popped back in the truck. I heard you guys chatting about the Bills' results, and I don't watch it either. I did check it this morning just so I was in the know. I think it was Gordon that told me who won last week when I got to work. But, I don't follow it either. I had to stop at the Amazon locker, so I just hopped out for a second and hopped back in. But since Jeff's in there, I don't know if you heard me telling Ross I had met Angela, the wife of the husband and wife team that do the POTA activations. They were set up out at Golden Hill State Park at the boat launch yesterday, and Lynn and I, we made an across the lake contact into the Toronto repeater to check into the Trans-Canada net. And then on the way out, we had seen somebody set up at a picnic table, and she was set up there with a POTA activation. Second of what was supposed to be the third park that they were doing yesterday. And so we pulled in. We pulled in and chatted for a bit. And, it was really cool. Couldn't have been more perfectly timed.
Nice. I don't know who you're talking about other than it might be this couple that are married that do the ship stuff, probably with the other club with the Little Rock. He might have a giant beard, and if anything, she's kind of tall. That's all I know.
Okay, I thought you knew them personally, but yes, that was them. I only got to meet her. I guess he went off for a walk somewhere and wasn't back in the time that we were there. We were only there maybe 15, 20 minutes, probably at least 20 minutes, and chatting about setup and radio experiences, and she was saying how they just were at the Little Rock like 2 weeks ago, and we were there on a canal side that same day, and I was chatting with the guys from Stars because they were set up down there for that canal boat that was down there, canal side, that was supposed to be, or actually is currently en route from Buffalo to Albany, and they were there sort of commemorating that and giving them a reason to be down there. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. At least I got to meet her. I was drooling over the chameleon antenna setup that she had down there with her QRP transceiver. It looked similar to your Zygu, but I don't think it was that model. I honestly think it was one of those Discovery ones, which are a little pricier. It's a little thinner. That was cool.
Yeah, I think when I met her, she was on the submarine doing stuff for ships on the water, for ships on the air. Ships are always on the water for the most part.
Yeah, we made a day of it, went for a nice ride on Sunday. We went out to what do they call it, the Lower Lake Creamery early in the afternoon. Actually, it's probably still morning at that point. We had ice cream. We went over to Golden Hill State Park. We walked around there, went over by the lighthouse, and then we went to the other side of the park where they have the boat launch, and I was playing around with the radio. We're just sitting at the shore. We're watching the water and listening to the Trans-Canada net. So I check in. I was telling Ross, the guy in the net controller, was telling me how nice my signal was. It was a beautiful signal coming across the lake. And then, we met up with her, and then we went out for barbecue at B&B Barbecue out there in Middleport. So it was a nice road trip for today. Not too far, but incorporate a little bit of radio play at the same time. And seeing that you're on EchoLink, I'm going to guess that there was no time for any radio installations this weekend.
No. Took Zoe to wrestling Friday night, and there was a head-to-head collision. Zoe complained that her tooth hurt a little bit. She didn't finish her cheeseburger that we got at Wendy's, so then didn't think much of it other than she has had like a fat lip. Then Saturday morning, I finished the deck, and she really didn't want to eat anything because it hurt to chew, and we didn't think much of it because, okay, busted lip, or not a busted lip, but a big old swollen lip. Turns out she may have actually cracked a tooth. We checked yesterday, and she was actually crying. She's got a pretty good pain tolerance, and she finally relented, opened her mouth. We looked in with a flashlight, and there's a little bit of line, so she may have cracked a tooth. And then the wife was like, we ended up redoing the kitchen pantry, and which involved a trip to Lowe's, and we put all new shelves in it. We had the wire mesh stuff that's horrible, that you put something on and it tips over. She wanted solid wood, so we ended up just getting melamine, and I drew up a new outlier and put it all together. That took the rest of the day.
Oh, that sounds cool. And not cool on your daughter's tooth situation. Obviously she had a pretty good impact there, so that's pretty obvious potential root cause. I know at least definitely with my teeth, I've got a lot of fractures, but my front teeth are very very filled with very minor lines. When you shine a light through them, they I wonder why they've never broken off. So one thing makes me wonder is were those fractures there all along? And then what was I going to say? But yeah, hopefully that's the last of it, and they just remain fractures and just stay like that for the rest of their life and not worry about it. And this is K2PCB. Maybe we can continue this conversation as we're walking in. I'll make this my final.
Right, KC2 NVM, clear.
KC2 PET, clear.